This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, it's Friday, and we're not going to get to all the things we have. It's really, really good show planned. So hopefully you guys have a decent weekend. Rico, you're going to play the role of Sinbad minus balloon pants. I hope you're comfortable with that. I know you have a fresh fade. You're feeling good. You're refreshed. We're going to grant some wishes because this is exciting to me.
It is. Hold on, Mike, real quick.
Yes.
Before we jump into that, don't mean to hijack the show, but I got one thing I do want to mention.
You want to tell David to bleep himself?
That comes later.
Okay, good.
We love you, buddy.
Why?
Just want to let you know.
What happened?
This is a safe space.
What happened?
And we all love you.
What happened?
I feel as if I owe you an apology.
Why?
I feel as if I brought an addiction onto you.
Uh-oh.
I feel as if, Mike, you're really getting into your Costco membership.
I am.
Okay.
I love it.
Because when I'm like, where are all the snacks coming from? Where are all the snacks? And then I walk over. And there's a gigantic box.
Yes.
Filled with everything. And I'm like, what? Beef jerky, this, that, Kirkland. Oh, no.
No, I'm guilty.
Oh, no.
Evan was really sad because he didn't have snacks.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, between Evan, you, your middle name is Snacks. Mm-hmm. It used to be Damon Harrison. It's actually Rico Snacksbeard. So it's you, Kenny, David, and Evan.
Right.
And multiple times I'll go to Evan, who used to have snacks, but never would be anything I would eat because Evan just is on a mission for death.
Yeah.
The point is, I said, we have a day game. If I have time, I'm going to make a snack run for you guys. And we're going to.
Right.
I delivered the mail. What? No. I mean, I can go to Costco right now if you guys really want.
Mike, we're all here because we care about you. You're our friend. We all love you. We're all very worried that maybe this has gone a step too far.
I feel responsible for this, Mike, because I was like, okay.
Vacuum sealer's awesome, by the
way.
Wow. It's tremendous.
Where did all of this? Because David was like, I can't believe I bought something. We got some snacks. I thought it was Evan's little drawer of snacks.
Oh, no.
Evan normally keeps a couple of things in his drawer. I go to look at the drawer, and I'm like, wait, where did all this stuff come from? Did somebody drop off something for the morning show? Oh, and then I'm looking at, oh, no.
Have you actually explored what I've created for Evan? The snack?
Yes, I have.
It's like a trailer of an 18-wheeler.
I felt like the ape from oh no!
But did you notice? Oh no! This was. It's gonna be my wife when she sees the credit card bill,
buddy. we love you. I feel responsible, so
that's
I
okay.
Felt like maybe we need to have a little bit of an intervention right now before it becomes problematic.
You're right, Rico.
I don't want you to turn into Pookie out there selling turkeys for Thanksgiving.
I was thinking about going tonight.
Because here's the thing, Rico. What you also have to remember with this is, remember Friday before the holiday, and we talked about, you know, it's kind of cold. It was going to be cold, and what are you going to do? And Mike says, no, I'm gonna go out there, and I'm gonna smoke. I'm gonna go out there, and I'm gonna use the grill.
I did,
and then we realized it's because he bought too much from Costco.
No,
that he had to fight through it.
I will have you
Costco,
know,
Costco man.
Wrong. I was there Saturday morning. I went fresh because I got a vacuum sealer,
and there it
all
is.
All that stuff is vacuum sealed. We're good.
He walked in. Since Norm is dead, Mike is now taking over the spot.
I am. Yes.
You
can make as many excuses as you want, and we'll listen to all of them. Yeah. We just want you to know that we're here for you in this
safe space.
Listen, I'll get in the conversion van as long as it's headed to Costco.
We'll stop by Costco. You can pick up a few snacks.
Hold on.
A few.
That's a legitimate, that's an elite snack collection.
That's a pantry.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going for.
That's like the size of somebody planning for the apocalypse if they were like keeping stuff with them, except it's only snacks.
Kenny, this is what happened to the rest of that Y2K stuff that people had stored up. Look, I was like, wait, what?
Oh. And it was a blend of healthy snacks, but then Evan snacks.
No, it is, but it was funny because I literally went like, oh, no.
You know, I have one more box in my vehicle I do have to go get. I forgot about that. Actually,
so
hold on. I'll be right back.
I was like, okay.
I mean it. I forgot something in there.
See, we needed the intervention. He has more.
But okay. It's a great variety pack. Okay. I'm sorry.
Here's what we're going to do.
What? Okay? You can't return them.
You get one visit a week. And don't make us cap the card. Okay? We'll go a hard salary cap and put you on a second apron if we
have
to. Look,
I was thinking of doing pulled pork this weekend. You have to let me go. I was thinking of going and putting one on overnight. Come on. It's Stephen Foster preview day at Churchill Downs tomorrow. I was thinking about a little pulled pork.
Yeah, we're going to once a week.
Can I go get the other? In the commercial break, no, I want to get the rest.
You can go now if you want.
But hold on. You know, Kenny, you're going to benefit from this, and you're impugning my character.
It's not your character, Mike.
You're all snackaholics. I was doing a service for you.
I know. We care about you. But
I care about value. There was so much value. See,
and we know where this leads. We know where this leads. Don't end up in Costa Rica.
See, Mike, it's all about me. You have to say me. You can't point to others. Say me. I have a problem.
But of what? Spreading joy?
Mike, when you point to one other person, you're pointing three fingers right back at yourself, my friend.
Right, so then I'm a Michigan fan, essentially, right? Hold on.
I know you care about us, but we care about you.
But Evan said he wanted granola bars.
Mm-hmm.
How do they even sell 64 granola bars for that price? The value was immense.
It's a granola bar, not 78.
David, it's like 23 cents a granola bar.
Also a bag the size of an oil drum of candy over there.
That was for Evan, because that's an Evan snack. He likes the little candies and things, and it was called the Kirkland Fun Pack.
Mike,
so I threw
you're about two more visits away from the pallet of pickles.
Okay? No,
you are. And we're trying to stop you before you all of a sudden come. Okay, but guys, we all like pickles, right?
Mike,
not that many pickles.
I just have to get the last box from the vehicle.
We would love to be talking about the Lions and Tigers right now and what's your favorite thing that you want for them or whatever it is that we were going to do. But now we have to do this. We have to intrude on the sports topic for the Mike intervention.
No. No. I'm going to one up that kid. That stuff's not important right now.
But how is generosity intervention worthy? None of the stuff is for me.
It's not, Mike, but you're going to go back, and you're going to keep going back.
Yes.
And before you know
it's my favorite place now.
He's going to come in here every week with a new box of snacks.
No. That's supposed to last at least 4 weeks. Now, come on.
You're going to get, all of a sudden, the next thing you know, even the dogs are going to be looking shameful. Like, okay, you know what? There's only enough dog bones that we can eat. Enough. Take a break.
Guys, I brought in these brisket sandwiches for you. This was all for you.
And you all get a brisket, not a sandwich. I cooked each one of you a brisket. Each one.
Someone on text says, soon he'll be selling bulk candy, saying it's for a fundraiser.
All right, hold on.
You know how much it angered me when the kids would come through tailgate? Like, their deadbeat parents have got their kids hawking candy at tailgates. You know what I should do? I'll duct tape a pallet of candy to the dogs since they don't have opposable thumbs, and I'll send the dogs through the office with a sign, $1. Look, if I just feel like this is a part of the Costco experience.
It is.
It's become my favorite place.
No, it is, Mike, but what we're saying, it can become addictive. And then that's where you end up with half the things in your cart, you don't even know. This is when all of a sudden that woman who's pushing whatever product, you're like, how did I live without this?
I'll give you an example. So Kenny likes Girl Scout cookies. Okay. So I saw like a 10-pound bag of these Girl Scout cookie mini balls that are like the mint chocolate chip ones. And I go, well, that's for Kenny. And I grabbed the bag. This is an act of selflessness. I'm basically just David, okay. Except he just tells Bible stories. I actually do the Lord's work.
Right.
That's what this is about.
Not Kenny. I bought you a bag of Kenny. I bought you a 10-pound bag.
It's the only size they came in. That's it. I don't make the rules.
I know you don't, buddy.
But I do have something. I got to get it.
But it was just, I was like, where are you guys getting all of this stuff?
Does this happen to everybody or is this a me thing?
No, it happens to everybody.
It does happen to everybody.
And that's why we're saying now, not that you can't enjoy it because it's a fine experience, but you have to be careful because you will come home with things that the wife will be like, take it back. Take it back.
Well, I did catch a light critique about.
Hold on.
I caught a light critique about you bought more seasonings. I'm like, listen, value. This is just. That was actually her when she saw I bought another dry rub.
So,
I can throw the number out. We can get to our topics, but I'm fine with this. I feel like as long as it's generosity-based, this is not... I haven't walked out with, like, egregious things for the household.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
But what we're saying...
I love the vacuum sealer.
I told you.
It's tremendous.
And you made fun of me. And I was like, man, I kind of feel like, you know, I was the pusher here. Like,
it's great.
I've turned him into something and...
Listen...
Now I look and you've changed your name to Diamond.
Are you really sure? But hold on. When you reanalyze the snack bin I've provided the crew, did I really go over the top or was it more about future planning and catering to everyone's needs?
If that's it.
Well, there's one more thing.
I was going to say, we're good until January.
No. I thought that was going to last until 4th of July. That was my goal.
No.
We'll still be snacking on granola bars watching the Lions.
Evan wanted those, but I admit I couldn't decide between them because granola bars are not my thing, so I bought three varieties.
And here's the thing. I know you, and you're very generous. You are extremely generous. I was just singing your praises yesterday. Like, guys, Mike is a lot more generous than now. The gruff experience. That you get on the radio. Like, he really cares about people.
I have a job to do.
But you also do things a little over the top.
I do. I know. It's
and as soon as I looked at that, honestly, the first thing I was like, David, oh no.
Well,
what have I done?
I
have failed you.
It's my favorite place.
Mike, it's not your fault.
I love
Mike,
it. And the people are so nice.
Mike, it's not your fault.
Well, here's the thing, Rico. Here's the thing. Let him go get this box, and then when we return, Evan has a script for how this played out on Saturday. He's going to read the script on how this played out in Costco on Saturday.
Okay, I don't know what that pertains to, but away we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, look, show's been hijacked. We're going to get to your calls, and we have a lot of great sports to talk about, but I got busted. I provided a snack loadout drop to Evan and the guys. Rico wasn't here yesterday, and Rico figured out how it happened. Mm. I went to my favorite place on earth now, Costco. I forgot I couldn't carry that box in the other day, so I just...
This is as big as my torso. Like, this
listen,
is a massive
it's
box.
A variety pack. I know you won't eat it because that's actually not terrible for you. But look, it just, I couldn't say no to it. Plus, Rico likes those things. Carry on.
Mike, all we're trying to say, it's a very slippery slope.
It's a wonderful place, and don't you dare take it away from me.
Before you know it, you're going to be buying 25 hoodies.
No.
Plants.
Yes.
You're going to be buying.
Or you could be like Stoney, and you could buy underwear that doesn't fit you.
Yeah, that's weird.
What an amazing moment yesterday.
I got the recap of that.
We're good.
We decided to go to AI, and I wanted to make a photo of you frustrated at Costco.
But I'm not. I'm happy at Costco.
I hit the wrong button, and I accidentally hit the script writing. So what I had entered was Mike Feleni buying way too much food at Costco. This is what we got out of it.
I don't like this at all.
Mike Feleni stands in the middle of the snack aisle, arms crossed, already frustrated. His cart is stacked to the brim. Four rotisserie chickens, a 72-pack of granola bars, a bag of frozen meatballs the size of a beanbag chair, and an industrial tub of peanut butter. Feleni, muttering to himself, who needs this many goldfish crackers? Who? This is obscene. But you know what? I bought it. You know why? Because this place is a psychological trap. This little old lady gave me a sample of pizza bagels, and suddenly I'm walking out of here with a case of them. A case, David! Cut to the produce section. Feleni grabs a 5-pound container of blueberries. Feleni, yeah, sure. I'll eat 300 blueberries before they rot. That's realistic. Let me guess. They're organic? Terrific. So I paid extra money for moldy fruit next week. Cut to parking lot. Loading groceries into his car. He slams the trunk closed, barely fitting the massive hull. Feleni, this is a disaster. What am I, feeding the Lions offensive line? I came in for toilet paper, and I'm leaving with enough food to survive a nuclear winter. This is a war zone, not a store. Feleni, and yet I'll be back next Saturday because I'm a sucker. And $1.50 hot dog combo, that's the best deal in America, bar none.
Boy, do people seem to like it. When I'm walking out of there, there's a lot of people at the picnic tables.
AI they like did their this hot in like dogs. 20 seconds, Mike.
That's AI.
Yes.
That's scary. That's actually pretty accurate.
And I can see you sitting there with your arms crossed. Why am I buying this many granola bars? I already got them.
Because
anyway.
You wanted them.
No. It's, hey,
you did
the guys,
once.
And they'll have them. And when they need a snack, they'll be already here. I'm the greatest person. You know what? I love me.
That's it. Like I said, you know, you can talk about it like David at church or be about it. Me in the wilderness.
Mike's going to come in. I got a saddle. Why?
Just in case.
Great
Mike
deal.
Says, screw the wilderness. Here's your food.
Right. They sell horses here? Water into wine. Watch this. Thank you for that. Well, I hope you enjoy your snacks. By the way, you got to take that box over there.
Just so you know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I didn't know. I was like, where is everybody getting all of this stuff from?
Look on
David
your face.
Was all upset, like, oh man, I can't believe I bought something and this is here. And I was like, wait, when did you start raiding Evan's drawer? And he was like, it's not Evan's drawer.
David, you didn't realize that the cornucopia of snacks existed 10 feet from you?
No, I did. I had a, a brain fart when I'm back there and I'm like, oh. I walk back and I say, oh, I messed up. I didn't need to buy this. This was here.
Because I couldn't understand why David was laughing. I was like, okay, what is so funny? And like, Evan just has a drawer. And then I walk around.
No, now he's got an entire cubicle full of snacks.
And I'm looking at the drawer. And then I look on the floor.
Well, yeah.
I was like,
well, I learned from you. You said to take the crate boxes in the aisle and use them as your boxes. So I... Listen, ticket text, and I'll get a couple of calls, and then we'll get down to business. But
yes.
Guilty as charged, but you can't take it from me. I want to go tonight.
I just, be careful.
I know.
And I'm sad
no, tonight's
that I told
mission,
you about the vacuum sealer.
Tonight's mission is singular. I have to go in, and I got to get something for barbecue.
Okay.
And then I'm walking out.
Oh, singular, huh?
No,
okay,
no, David,
good luck.
If that's the case, can you do this? Can you go in there and not grab a cart?
Yes.
Just go buy what you need.
I know.
No cart.
Yes, I can do
that.
They're
going to say, sir, you didn't grab a cart. I purposely didn't grab a cart. That's when I know you don't have a problem.
I can do it. Okay. I know I can do this. David, go ahead.
Step one, my name is Mike, and I have a Costco problem. That is Greg in Brighton.
This is all new to me, and it's fantastic.
I regularly feed my kids the snacks from Costco. It is amazing. Biggest dinner hit of the month, they say. Send him to the business center if he really wants the snacks.
No.
That is from Daryl.
Nope.
These are for my guys. These are not my things.
Hey, Mike, next Costco trip, pick up some cookies, a pallet of bologna,
nope.
And a gallon of
nope.
Cheese curds.
Listen.
Scott and Carlton.
Scotty, this was a tactical move. Yeah. Evan was bemoaning there were no snacks. I said, you know, I haven't used the Costco membership for this type of activity yet. And I went on a snack mission.
Snacks, yeah. be careful, as the AI said, be careful with the fruit unless you plan on dropping it off to a soup kitchen, because you will never eat all of that stuff before it goes bad.
I do like blueberries.
Yeah, you end up with 1,000 of them.
I do like them.
Okay, then
vacuum seal.
Freeze them.
All right, let's go.
Thank you for that, Evan. I can't stop laughing. That is from Ryan. Then someone else says, the Costco addiction is real. We were forced to use Instacart because I can't go in his store anymore.
There's a lot. But
Mike, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, Pookie, Costco be calling me, man. Be calling.
Well, Ticket Text does say Costco is a gateway drug for Mike. Be careful, sir. Be careful.
Listen, I just, you know, I want to make a little barbecue. I might have to stop by tonight. That's all. But listen. Indulge in the snacks. We've got more than a few.
Yes, we do.
Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's up?
Mike, I'm in your boat, man. It's me. I'm addicted. I got the Sam's Club. Wife gave me the card. I went in there one time to pick up a car battery for her. Car died, you know, cheap battery, whatever. Next thing I know, I'm looking in the meat section. I'm thinking about the weekend, what I'm smoking for the weekend. You know, I got the kids with me. We're like David, family of, you know, four small kids. We go in there. Everybody wants pizza. Next thing I know, I'm spending $10. Everybody's eating a piece of pizza,
yep.
Little icy drink. Then, you know, the ice cream's $1.50. It's like, how can I not buy this? Go to Dairy Queen. You're spending $30. Here it's $2.
Chris, it's all about value. You're a value conscious man. That's all.
You know, and then you got the dry rub section. Now I got, you know, this is beef, this is pork.
Yes.
I thought she called you guys. I thought you were speaking directly to me when I turned on the car leaving work. I'm like, she's calling the radio show.
No, listen, Chris.
She's like, you got to stop going. I said, and then, I mean, I'm Sam's Club. I don't know if Costco has this. The app is scan as you go. You don't even have to stand in this stupid circus line. You just walk in, you scan it with your camera, and you walk
Chris,
out.
Chris, don't tell him about that.
No, don't. Chris,
he
here's
ain't
the thing.
Ready for that.
You got to know this.
No, Chris.
Don't let him cut me off.
Chris, it's a gateway drug. Sam's Club, he's never going back.
I think I'm better off getting in the line because then I have time to think about my choices. If I scan as I go, Chris, it's going to be a problem.
You scan as you go, you walk in, you walk out, and then it's like, I spent $150.
But it happens.
You know, we got, you know, a case of brats. We got a case of burgers. We got, you know, here's the brisket, and it's like, oh man, I'm set for the weekend. You know, the week for hot dogs for the kids for dinner, and it's just like, man. And then you got to go home and face the wife. That's the downside.
Yeah, I
you
can't.
You went for a battery, Chris.
I know. She let me in. I didn't even know this. She's paying for early access. Apparently, you can pay extra, and you get in an hour before everybody else. It's so bad.
You know what? Cut Chris off. Chris, he does not need to know this.
Oh, boy.
Gentlemen, enjoy the best of your days. I mean, the sun is out. Let's go.
You got it, Chris. That's right. Don't let anybody kill your dreams.
I can just see it now. You went for a battery.
It's going to be me tonight when I was supposed to just show up for a rack of ribs or a pork butt. I come home with a trombone and an elephant.
You know you're in trouble. Michael, whenever you get to full, Michael.
Oh, boy.
Well, they had a deal on tires. Michael. I had to get it.
I mean, look at these all seasons. You don't own a motorcycle. Don't worry. I'll figure it out.
But it's for you. This isn't for me. This trombone is for you. I get to play you songs.
These snacks were for you guys. Yeah, for me.
And then I had to get they were like a pallet of dog beds. So, you know, hey, guys, here you go.
See, I haven't encountered the dog section yet. That's a good thing, though. Because I don't know where it is, and I'm not going to go looking for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there'll be three kings.
Oh, they already are. Are you kidding me?
No, I know, but they really
please,
will be.
Please.
Three kings.
Every day I come home, there's a new variety of treat for the dogs, and I'm going, I mean, they live better than I do. What is this? I opened the thing this morning. I let them all out. They came in like they were on meth. I look in the thing. There's new treats in there, and I can smell the blueberry and peanut butter coming from the treats. I go, oh, I see. She cracked these open last night, so they were all too happy to go outside and make a deposit. One of them damn near banged his head right off the back door. He was so excited to get in.
Blueberries.
Right. They sounded like Stephen A.
One of my dogs is actually Stephen A. Smith. That would
what is going on with the Knicks?
Blueberries. That's, dude. That's Rocky. That's exactly what, if he had a voice, it would be this.
Yeah, this show, we're done. All right, this is going to be something today.
You know, how about this? I can get more of the calls, but I want to mix in a sports topic with this.
Okay.
We were just talking extreme value. I want to go to the other side, the other end of the value spectrum, with a report David read to me about who, you know, Cooper Flagg. Have you read this? Just the amount of money Cooper Flagg made in 9 months at Duke is the opposite of Costco snack time. We'll get to this in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so I want to just update this. And this is happenstance. These guys ambushed me to start the show, but it's all right. Costco is an addiction. But the opposite end of Costco value is what David said to me pre-show. And you've read this report? Yes.
I've saw a little bit of the numbers.
David, do you want to share with the people? Now, again, this is not old man yelling at clouds. It's just we have reached a point that I don't even understand what we're doing. Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one pick. You know what? So is Michael Olowokandi. You're not established yet. He's a good player. He's a very good player. And I have no problem if you said to me, hey, Cooper Flagg all in last year. He made a couple million bucks. You know what? Cool. Fine. He's viewed as this generational player. One problem. We're missing a zero. David, you want to take over here?
Yes, you are missing a zero because this came up in a conversation with Bob Costas and Howard Bryant, journalists, sports guys, longtime sports guys, about how much Cooper Flagg made during the year. Got silent in the podcast and then quote from Howard Bryant. He had a $13 million deal with New Balance and then a $15 million deal with Fanatics. Yes, people, that's $28 million.
Plus David. Whatever Duke paid him.
Yeah. All right. And on top, it's like when he said, I don't know if I want to come back.
Right.
And everybody dismissed it like, come on, man, you're the number one overall pick. He's taking a pay cut to go to the NBA. Think about that. And he's the number one overall pick taking a pay cut.
$28 million.
Yeah, but that's not, then again, that's not on the NIL.
This is just a deal with these companies.
What you had heard, and again, these are all murky. I don't totally believe any of them. You had heard he got seven to go to Duke. I mean, $35 million. He made more money than Cade Cunningham last year. What are we doing here?
And that's not even saying just some of the other piddly stuff that okay, but $600,000? All right, I'll take that.
Sure.
Money.
Yeah. Well, I'll show up at the Children's Hospital. Right. $500,000. But no, I just, at any level, do you start to get turned off? Or are you just so all in with this? You're like, Mike, it's just the way it is.
No, it is. But I knew that there was always going to be exceptions like him where you're this deemed this great generational talent and you're going to get everything that you possibly can. But it has gone too far, and this is what I hope that if they get the CEO, that they can put a hard cap and say, guys, enough's enough. You're not going to do this. Because when Cooper Flagg came out and said, I don't know if I want to go to the NBA, I'm like, come on, man. Why do you have to do this? I get it. You love Duke.
Look at Yaxel Landeborg.
Yeah.
Now, U of M did a great job because I'm going to say this and then people will use it against me. I don't think the figure of what they paid Landeborg is, it's not the figure that's insane. It's the fact that it's double what he would have gotten as a draft pick mm-hmm. that irks me. I understand the $4 million that if you have idiot billionaires handing you their money to light on fire, God bless.
Right.
I don't care. But it was more, wait a minute. This kid, in concert with those deals, you're supposed to be an amateur athlete, and he has those deals while he's in school. Like, there's just no rules on anything.
I mean, imagine what Zion would have gotten. Imagine what, like, a Reggie Bush, if it was legal back in the day, would have gotten. Like, there's certain guys that are just going to break the bank, but
yeah.
$35 million, yeah, I mean, he was in the New Balance commercial, and as soon as I saw that, I was just like, Cooper Flagg is rich already.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was one of those that once you go to the league, because he can't even wear the New Balance on campus. But he can't wear it in the game.
The dirtiest secret of all is, like, even like LeBron making $40 million, he makes $400 off the court. I mean, the salary turns into nothing. Yeah, go ahead, Buck.
I was going to say, Cooper's actually going to make more in the NBA than he would in college.
Well, he'll sign a billion-dollar shoe deal.
Well, no, just the contract alone is going to be more than what Duke's going to pay. Like, Wembanyama's was 4 years, $55 million with 25 guaranteed.
That's right, but Evan, that's over a four-year term.
I know, but that's 11 per year.
Right, but it's the idea of 35 for 1 year in college.
Oh, somebody's going to pay that?
No, he got paid that.
Well, yeah, but that's sponsorships. I mean, LeBron got 90 right out of high school.
But hold on. Nike. Where did we get to where college athletes can have major sponsorship deals? This isn't what NIL is.
That is NIL.
No, it's not.
Name, image, and likeness. That's what it's all built around. Is using.
Then what's the $7 million Duke gave him, Evan?
Well, that's something different. That's contracts within the school. That's not NIL, in my opinion. Name, image, and likeness is making money off your jerseys.
The NIL was initially for that. That if, you know, Bob's car dealer decided, hey, Mike, we'll give you a car and whatever. Right, like, and you say,
Ohio State kids, they all got like Mercedes when this first happened. Yeah. And
so that's what it was supposed to be. Now, he went national. Like most NIL things you thought was going to be local dealership or local, you know. Or like I said, Michigan State, their offensive line got free
radio
dinners.
Flyers.
They got free dinners at some place.
Yeah, they got paper plates or and a hot dog.
Right, it's like, oh, well, great. You can get nachos from LS Techo. There you go.
Ohio State, ribeyes, Michigan
Cooper
State,
is like an anomaly,
Costco
right?
dog.
Because New Balance is in his backyard. He lived in Maine, came from Maine. That was their local deal. They got their guy. And now that he goes to the NBA and can actually wear the shoes, like you were saying, I think he's going to make
more. But hold on. Can I?
But it's a one-off.
Yeah, but hold on. It's actually not. Work with me. And this isn't an attack on Kenny or his program. But
ugh.
Did you read what Kirby Smart had to say yesterday?
Yeah.
They are paying high school athletes $20,000 a month to maintain their commitment.
That's crazy.
That's depressing.
Meaning if I commit to Kirby Smart a year in advance, they are paying me $250,000 to go to prom. Now, in fairness to Kirby, he did say if they break the commitment, they owe us the money.
Yeah, but how are you going to hold them to that?
If you decommit, you owe us the money.
If they don't sign anything, what are they going to say?
I send a hitman. I don't know. I don't know. It's the SEC. Anything goes.
But this is where
I don't know.
No, but this is where it does. That's where you need that CEO to step in and say, no, you cannot do that. But
it's just, it's gotten to a point. It's
ridiculous.
Paying a kid. Look, do you know what it takes to get a 5-star kid to your campus now? You have to pay them to visit.
Yeah. They'll call and be like, well, I need $100,000 just to step foot on the campus. I may or may not commit to your school. But I'll listen to your pitch.
Oh, no. The Kirby Smart thing I thought you'd laugh at just based on, okay, so let me get this straight. $20,000 a month to keep your commitment. Here's a question. The kid from Oregon, 5-star D lineman, don't know who he is. Obviously, never played it down. He commits to Oregon. Big article on ESPN.com and Dan Lanning jumps in a pool.
Yes.
Just like the Harbaugh thing. 17 days later, that kid decommits and goes somewhere else. So what was he offered? You see the ridiculous nature of all of this?
It is. And
it's the opposite of Costco.
No, it is.
That's my point.
It is why, for the big boy schools, you actually don't want the kid to commit, because by them committing, they've now set the market. okay, you got that much?
Yeah.
We could pay you that.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's how it's going to work, though, is other schools are going to be like, we'll pay you, Georgia kid, your 20 that you owe them, and then we'll pay you more than that because we want to have
you. Yeah, hey, see, Georgia this kid, is, I'll give you $25,000 a
this
month.
Is actually a good thing that state can't get anybody to commit. We're saving money. We don't have to pay to retain anyone when you, in fact, can't get anyone. That's, we are the Costco of college football. We are about value at Michigan State.
Are they really Costco, though?
No, definitely not.
They're not Costco.
Costco's way better.
They're not.
But no, I just wanted that article.
Save
I wanted,
a lot.
I wanted your take on that. I mean, $20,000 a month to hold a commitment. Can you imagine? What would any of us in this room, age 17, and you're getting handed $20,000 a month? The only one of us that wouldn't have been dead within 10 days is David. I don't know about that, man.
You were on tour with MC Hammer. You would have been dead.
My cousin was on tour with MC Hammer.
And if you had $20,000 a month, Benito would have been, you would have been on that bus.
If I had $20,000 a month, I probably went around and bought like some fancy sports car.
17 years old? Yeah, no doubt.
And probably wrapped it around a pole.
Remember when Justin Bieber bought like a monkey when he first got famous? I'd do some crazy thing like that. But also,
oh my God.
Why can't they pay for driving school?
Bruh.
What are we doing?
You're right. Maybe
$20,000 high school
and a new
kid
driver sticker,
and maybe a mandatory driver's ed class while you're in
or
high school,
or just hire him a driver at that point.
But that's cares? Where it's arrived at. By the way, if you like college football, and again, you are all very good people out there. If you love college ball, I'm not mad at you. Just don't be mad at me when I tell you I can't take any of it serious. $20,000 a month.
Man.
For a kid to go to high school and just not decommit.
Bruh, in high school, I would be looking like Mr. T. I would have just spent all of that money on chains and all of that. Yeah. I know me, and I know me back then. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Me? Yeah, 17-year-old, not 37-year-old me, 17-year-old
me. Your uncle never would have allowed it, and you know it.
And you think he would have seen anything I was doing?
Yeah, because you had to report for duty at the church.
And
you
not
don't
then,
even play.
David, not
I,
then.
David, I would have had like the entire Not Later flavor colors of Gators. I would have had pink Gators. I would have had every color you could possibly imagine.
You would have looked like MC Hammer at the 1991 Florida Derby.
Bruh.
You've seen that. The all red suit I showed you.
I would have looked like
with the tie tucked into the pants.
Mike, I would have looked like an extra from Miami Vice.
We're going to do a blitz, but a little bit of a different flavor. David, did I hear you correctly? Not the curse words, but the sport we're going to talk about?
Yes, you did, Michael.
Not it necessarily curse words, but more of your number one.
Right.
Yes.
We're going around the diamond? We are
going around the diamond. So ESPN put together a awards for basically so far in the season. I think Kenny told me we are a third way through the season, so they have some numbers here and put together some things. And what I want to do is kind of educate people, give you names that you should probably pay attention to during this awards segment. And I'm going to start with the rookie of the year, because a lot of people don't pay attention to these rookies and just give you something to watch. Now, the first one for the American League, the front runner, I'm going to tell you, he comes from a team that is awful. They are playing poorly, but pay attention to him. It is Jacob Wilson for the Athletics. I get it. It's the Athletics, and you're like, I don't want to watch them.
Right, but they're
he's playing
also,
well.
They're not Rockies bad.
No, they're not.
And the A's can hit. Yeah, that's fine. My answer for everything regarding young rookie hitters is Wyatt Langford. So that's it. You just leave me alone.
Which team will Jacob Wilson be on in the near future? That's
no,
what, that's
stop.
What that is. That's the AL
I don't
leader.
Think Linker, he could be up for a rookie of the year, but I
in
get
my
what
world
saying.
Is.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then for the National League, the front runner is Chad Patrick. Now, he has an ERA of 3.23 so far in 11 outings this year and 10 starts. He's looking pretty good for the Brewers, and the Brewers are a decent team.
They're surprising to me. By the way, I'd like to thank the Brewers for giving me Devin Williams, a.k.a. human detonation in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Good God, what happened to that man when he put on pinstripes? Go ahead.
And just so people know, because I know I'm sure Tiger fans are like, you gave the AL, you didn't have a Jackson Job on there. Well, he's not anywhere close to being in the front runner or being in the area.
Job has been fine enough. But I really think send him down. Give him a month. We do have to watch this.
We do.
The velo issue as
we
well.
Do.
But, like, Jackson Job is, it's just like Grayson Rodriguez. None of these, one in a million is a Paul Skeens where they just come up, dominate, and away you go.
David, real quick, selfishly for National League, Drake Baldwin, he on the list?
Yeah, he is actually second.
Okay.
So he's right in line there. So we'll see what happens the rest of the way. But he's right there for the Atlanta Braves. Okay. Let's go to Manager of the Year, and I'll start in the
AJ Hinch.
NL. Well, all right, you gave it away. That is the front runner right now for the
just
AL.
Just get it out of the way.
Tigers won again.
Then you have Stephen Voigt for the Guardians. I mean, there's really – we'll see. It's a lot of the season left, so we will see.
And you know what? It's – I know it may be Tiger fatigue, but he's actually done a great job with not having really any superstars on this team.
And no garbage cans.
And no garbage cans.
For the, I'm never letting 2007, listen, I'll root for him. I'll root for the team. Don't ask me to let 2017 go. We got effed out of a World Series. Sorry.
You know what?
That was the equivalent of Michigan football. That you will never, do not ask me to let go of 2017.
I asked our own Jeff Rieger in a post game, would he ask AJ about that? And AJ said, mistakes were made.
For the National League, you have the Phillies manager as the front runner right now, Thompson. Second will be Marmo, the Cardinals manager. I personally would have him.
Yeah,
because
they were expected
right
to be bad, mm-hmm. and they've actually gotten out to a really nice start. Not a Tigers start, but a really nice start.
So let's get to the Cy Young and what the front runner is.
Tarek Skubal.
Actually, Tarek Skubal is not the front runner today, according
really?
To their numbers.
Max Fried.
Max Fried is tied for second with Eovaldi for the Rangers.
Alex Cobb.
They're.
You know what? Get out.
Skubal is Costco's fourth on their list. You.
Kenta Maeda.
Chris Bubik. Chris Bubik for the Royals.
What did you just say?
Bubik. For the Royals. He is a front runner right now. But
he's
again,
not winning the Cy Young.
We have a long ways to go here. For the NL, the leader is Luzardo for the Phillies. Zach Wheeler is second. Paul Skeens is third in that race.
Okay. Well, he'll be first when he comes to the Tigers in a trade, according to Duggan Scott.
All righty,
we're
then.
Getting Skeens.
Yeah, all you got to do is give up Max Clark.
We traded Belle Isle and Max Clark.
Now, this one, of course, everyone pays attention and everyone cares about the MVP. There's a race in the NL. I'm just going to tell you this right now.
Okay.
There's a lot going on, a lot left in the season.
I just figured it was Shohei.
That is not the front runner.
Are you serious?
That is not the front runner according to their numbers. It is Pete Crow Armstrong
Stud.
For the Cubs.
Fake news.
He is amazing
no,
right
it's
now.
Not fake news.
No,
yeah. He's
And that's why I'm telling people, watch. There's a lot of baseball left. People haven't watched the Cubs in this city. Pay attention. He'll
a
be
lot
in
of
town.
Baseball.
The Cubs will be in town next weekend.
The ballpark's going to be hopping for that series.
So Shohei is second.
Which is, it's weird. It's almost like when you put a winning product on the field, people will show up to your games.
Even if it's cold out.
Strange.
Tatis is third. Tucker is in there somewhere. Freeman is in there somewhere. So there's a lot of names here. They'll start separating themselves as the season goes along. The AL...
Aaron Judge.
It's Aaron Judge. You guys hit 500.
We know who it is. We know who the front runner is. But if you need some others to watch, pay attention, of course, in
Kerry
this
Carpenter.
To Bobby Witt Jr., Cal Riley
face
for the
franchise?
Seattle Mariners. Pay attention to him. But I saw something interesting here because they give the biggest mover in their numbers here.
What's a biggest mover?
Biggest mover. So they have numbers here. They have an AXE is their number that they come up with all the different statistics and stuff. So Judge has a 157, goes all the way through. But Spencer Torkelson has risen all the way to 118,
mm-hmm.
which is 11th on their list for the MVP race.
Hey, he's carrying an 860 OPS. He's bounced back from being an unplayable guy that everyone, including me, wanted gone. I have no issue with it. I think a lot of what he's doing, it's believable. Has it tapered
is.
A little? Of course.
Yeah, I don't think he'll make the MVP, but I mean, at this point, maybe he's an all-star reserve. I think that he could shoot for something like that.
And at the bottom of their AL top 10, two Guardians, Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez. So
yeah, it's, look, nothing on here is offensive. I just would like to know where the award for Wyatt Langford is.
Yeah, he's not anywhere on this list here for MVP.
He's got 11 homers and 12 steals.
Yep.
You know?
Nowhere on here at all.
That's all right. You keep searching for that right-handed bat at the deadline.
Well, it's
the guy that could have been yours.
I think he's going to get the inaugural Valini / Costco award.
Just imagine if he were here. You wouldn't be crying for a right-handed bat. And you wouldn't have to have looked at Akil Baddoo. Those are factual things. But yes, hey, I'm super psyched to see Max Clark in 2027.
I hate when he's right.
That is your...
And Clark could be a superstar. It doesn't help me right now. So save your slander, people.
That is your Major League Baseball wraparound.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.